You bought Hashem about to cut us around finally. Last year was next Thursday. That's the 25th of June. So you gotta keep up the table. Shin Kei Vot. Akita Tayoshwa. Odo Kaya Akita Tayosh. Ahayas Yachaka. Yosho. The talents of the student, the yard of the Soto Akiv. What is this? It's called Sifat Ishmaelim. Sifat Ishmaelim is with the Arabs when they go in the desert, would protect themselves. And when, when I was younger, there was a movie called Lawrence of Arabia. I went by Sifat Ishmaelim. I'll explain to me what it means. But the Machaber says that only all day. When the Menachem comes, the Gala Rosho lives from the sun. He revealed his head in honor of the visitors. He said, so, the effect is nothing. What about the Rambam in the school? Says the Rambam. The cloud of Kuliyam and the Kaivi for a deeper point to another, so it's there to cover. And then it says, Shaykh. According to two separate things, I'm unrelated to each other. Yvega has a kasha against Rashi. Kaivi, Kidali, and the Kaivi. The kasha is in of a deeper terosh. By an order, Rashi says, although the need of the sin of suffering the act of the Kivay. Similarly, perhaps of the Mithraki, Rob will not be the right part of the Kamazin. Neskal of Satan Shom, no Haka Sarakito. For the Saraki and Rob will not be the right part of the wrong part of it. Rob is a customer. The sword I translate and the Satan availeth only you suffer and has a column in terror. Uqwit says, Yaltafam ta'avela yitake. The three says, it's there.
Chofer osha ta'avel.
Not the Rashi means.
Atifa is in Avel.
The Indian of an Avela said that it's in the Torah. It's not for the Pasuk in Yichas to the Torah. No.
The different stream of the Torah in the Torah.
What we know, not the Avela said.
What we know that an Avel has
Atifa, you also know. You also know.
That the Torah has Atifa, so you put two of them in our head.
If you have daily figures in the
Torah, it requires the Atifa.
And then it's going to be the Rambam.
The Rambam quotes his name,
this is Otto.
Perek, hey, I love what you said.
You know, I have all those compliments in the Creator, though. אין לי יחד שעושה את האוסופון בכלל ששאר עבר להתחייב מסכים את הראש והצודה שמחד בראש אוסף לסוף על מעט אסיר גם הרבה נמר באוסופון יעתה, הנסורה ואום פלסטיר גיין תעבר לו יזעתה וזה גם נמדיר אביר
לקבור את הפוסק על יחד שעון הפוסק על נורא יקרה כל הבא סוכן I have a Yikra, nothing to do with anything, no.
A Yikra alone would not be saved from the sword,
but then of our feet.
But once we know that we've applied to us,
to Mitzora and another, we can derive it all the same thing. Gevalt. And the Gemara is making more questions. I'm talking about the more more questions from Dalam and Alam explains the require of Pifat Yishmaelim and tells you what a Pifat Yishmaelim is. What do the words mean? Call on people, Shana Khalif Ishmaelim, ain't on people. Master of Nachman demonstrated, Adhuve Adhove Zidikna. What does Gove Zidikna mean, Rashi? Guvo Shevelechi Lamata Mitiv. It's a fake Rashi. No, it's not the real Rashi. What does that mean? I believe it means as follows. Guvo Shevelechi is a jaw. What's a gumi? A cavity, right? A cavity in the jaw under your mouth. Here. So what does it mean? If I understand it correctly, it's a talus. You take your talus, you put your talus down to here. Whatever the cape is down. And then, that comes down. Then you flip the bottom up and cover until here. So what's exposed? The mouth and the nose and the eyes to be able to breathe and see. And the rest of the face is covered. That's how Rashi understands if I have it right. And this is what the Rambam says. In Tarkei Lachit text. That Suda Shemachat Tavarol Shom Ota Nimitsoto Nahat Al Tiv. So the Rambam holds, it even covers the mouth itself. That's a law in Arabia that it even covers the mouth, it reaches the nose only. And get the sustenance out. So Lawrence talks like the Rambam, and Rashi, what's the... What's all about Lawrence? Fine. However, if you look here, if we're going to catch this Mishnah on that Rambam, he quotes from High God. Sure, what's the quote? High Dikno Sash Allah the Sukkot. Batipa Zula Malam and Achotem. By Ishmaelim Adayan Shemazir Sassam and Snevas of Snaim Al Rosh Achotem Shalom. What do you think? In other words, close the nose. Where are we coming from? The top or the bottom? It's not exactly clear what's happening over here. You get the impression that you're coming from the top. You're going, I don't think it means to the, it's like just right up here to the bridge of the nose. You can barely see. It's a dust storm comes. It's not a dust storm. Yeah. So, we know that, we spoke about it once, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't give that much chokmah to some of these Arabs and helped us out in Eretz Yisrael. But they don't walk around blind. They have to see. So, my guess is it means you're coming from the top, you cover like just until here, which is like the bridge of the nose, just above the arm. That's the case, a thief is not coming from the bottom. We're watching on that up to the under the mouth or above the mouth. From the top, from the bridge of the nose, which is just above the arm. That's how I understand the Rav High Gaon, and that's the also go with the Dikna, that's parallel to the this bone of the jaw, top of the jaw. You got it for it then. There's a parallel between the bridge of the nose and the top bone of the jaw. So just above the eyes, bare nose is good. We move it up a tiny bit, you can see. That's even just real, as I understand it, according to Rav Haigel. Now there's a problem with the Yerushalmi, which the Radvazi quotes, and Tzur also quotes. This is what the Yerushalmi said. Now we're talking about Panam. Got to cover your face. That's the Gersi Yerushalmi. Panam. It's who gives thoughts about it. Panam or... What could you easily mistake Panam for? Two. The nook can go in and out. So you have Panam. Shrekti Yerushalmi. For the Chassinei Milara. What does Milara mean? Who's the Balkari? Milara, Milael. What's the L mean? What's the L? Ela. Top. What's the Ra? The bottom. Tressi Yushan, let's cut to the from the bottom. Anthony Yushani. The Lolevi Army Pume Udachashish. In other words, he's not covering for halachic reasons. His mouth hurts. Covering his mouth with his mouth hurts. Not a halachic act of itur. Atan Yushan. What do the words mean? So the... What are the words mean? So the Ravad, the standards mean as follows. Listen carefully. They had one big cake, which would start from the top and go to the bottom. And the same cake would be flipped like a talis that we have. Start it on the top, flip it up from the bottom, and cover the mouth. That's okay. That's how it's called the lira. You know, come from the bottom, it's part of the same cake. It's clearly from the din of Yisrael. All the lira means you have a scarf, shawl, mandut your head, just around your neck. You took that scarf and flipped it over your mouth, dousing the lira would be no good. That depends on what kind of cover we're talking about. A cape which covers the head as well. That's okay, even if you're flipping it up from the bottom. Or no, something which is coming exclusively from the bottom, which should be considered the pirut, the kosher pirut. That's your advice there. That's your advice there. Fine? That's one shot. One shot. However, one could interpret the Yerushalmi differently. Like we saw from Rav Haigel, that you can't cover from the top and not from the bottom at all. It's unclear what the Yerushalmi means. Now let's turn to the Shulchan Aruch and see what it says again, and with all this background. Go to Rambam. What does the Makabe say? Nope. The Makabe says, Shichat the Rosh of the Talis, of the Sudar, the Yadler Tosso Al Pir, the Al Rosh Apotem. The Chor is on Bokka for this. Rosh Apotem we saw was the Rav Haigel hand from the top. The bottom, killed that shot, either the Rashi shot beneath the mouth, or the Rambam's the mouth itself. Where did it come from? You have to go from the bottom to the top of the nose, which means, in this case, just under the eye, lots of Arabia. Just under the eye, you know, the top of the nose, it's a little bit ambiguous what the top of the nose means. It could be over, it could be under. You know, depending on which way they're you're flipping. Yes, honey? It could be. I don't think there's a higher time from the top. You cover the tip of the nose from the top, you can't see. I don't get that impression. Could be right. Let's see about the monitor from the bottom. There's no data for that. There are five of them. Wait a minute. So I found the locker around Ban, I want to say. So I saw them, page cool, page, you know. Atif is the malam and apotem. The shleilim near and adayim shemachdirin tata mitznefet al piyem the arosh apotem shalem. It is an Arab word for it, an Arabic word. Now, can't mean the choro. They're coming from the top and covering their mouth. They can't see. So probably means they come from the top till the bridge of the nose, the eyes are visible. They flip up until what? Comes out to the forehead and flips up to include the nose just under the eye. That's how I understand this Ramban. I think that's how the Shulchan Aruch understood the Ramban. Again, Atif is the Malam and Apotem, and Masir and Tzatam is never to Apiem, the Arosh Apotem Shalahem. That they flip it back onto the nose. Rosh Apotem means maybe the tip close to the bridge. I think Tani Dryer, maybe it's close to Ramban. It's the Shulchan Aruch. Yad with Toto, Al Piv, the Al Rosh, Hako Tem. That's the Makabe. Fine. The Jewish of the Pilpul, in the two here, which I don't know. You look at the, I have the new tour. Here's an old, here's an old tour. I mean, either out of different wrong gears, but I can't pick something out. I just can't read a certain word. Shin Pei Vav, the Fuzz Palace. First of all, what's the tour? Yishmael and Nirim Adayim Shemabdir and Shatam and Snepas Al and the Tug Yisov. He's a Pneim of Pien. We are also called the Shalem. Our gear is in the Rabban. It's Pien. He says, close to the bottom. Pneim sounds like it's a mistake. That's number one. Then he has, I can't understand this line. New addition, the last line on the first column. Both of you, it's the last line. We have Cain, Kava, the Torah, the Chatuk, Milera, the Haina, Milamala, Lamata, Milera, Milera, is from Milera to the bottom. But it's just Milera, Milamala, Lamata. If Torah, the Chatuk, Nabi, Aben, if Frank or Kisa, call up Hoten, Okay, my Rosh Chodesh is called the Ramban. I lost. You understand gears, by the way? Yes? Listen, how do you read it? Milarav, Milamala, Lamaka, what is Milarav? From the bottom. What's it talking about? I'm just a little confused with what the Risha wants. I don't know what I mean. Maybe the type of stream to lay out. So I think he's driving at is, why is Maskana is that the Ativa is only from the top. Otherwise I'll say Pumu is a card, the Chashish. That's not what doesn't show up. So it's like a Liko Pshat Chakra Pai God. It comes only from the top and stops over here. So it looks to me again a little bit confused. A little bit. Sorry. Right. Doesn't make sense. Can't see Michelle. Right. I think what I think he's doing. Anyway, I just wanted to point this out to you. Rabotai, the first is part is how long you don't need to see with Ishmael. Don't you? Shofanara obviously disagree. Take a look in the base pillow on the side of the regular Shulchan Aruch. Okay, close the base. Joseph, give it to Shmuel. Joseph says, we don't pass in that way. Rav and Shmuel of a Karab. I had a tour base Joseph. Again, Joseph, fine. That's not so terrible. What's so bad? Torah came. What's so bad? They pass it against Joseph. First pass is a Karab pass against Joseph. That's not wrong. Well, we also kush. So obviously, he's positive about the Rambam. We know the Makas, yeah? He says, Yosef, in our time, it looks like this is, and it's head. He said, I'll be fond of Pirshu, I go on and down, Katiba Tishmael. And the Balik disagrees. So he says, Yosef, why do you have to say so? The Rambam is a Shmuel. I'm like Rambam being Zuri. Ha! So first, why am I? The season here is the last moment. He's going to be Yosef Kara himself. Pasak Khan Karab. But yet here, Pasak Shmuel. Zira is based Yosef. Chazarabam. Back down. So the life is a very interesting thing with what emerges. Although, in Orachayim, says the Shulchan Aruch. They don't require people to Shmuel in, and by Avedus you do. The Vinnig Olam is exactly the reverse. By Avedus and the Ramos, they say we don't want people to Shmuel for various reasons. Whereas in the... is there an Aleph or something? Whereas in Hilchot Tisit, yeah, was it Simon Ches? In Hilchot Tisit, You ever go to shul and see these people who put on their talis gadol? How do they do it? They just stop, drape it over their shoulders or put it on top of their head? No. Everyone's doing some kind of a tefillah or other. Right? Talis is because talis. The Mechaber says, Zohar Shichati Rosh of the talis, because it says the Mishnah Berurah, the Shat Hatifa Mechasa Rosh of the talis, Ashi Agia Az Piv. He reached to your mouth. Who said so? They say, Yosef Peshitas Hasobim, the Tzorach Itu. The simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah is that it goes out to your mouth. If it's completely over your head, what does it mean? Hashem magia arosh lechatsi ora chatalis. In other words, if I understand it correctly, half is behind you and half is in front of you. So mamash, you're completely blind. Right? You have a big pile of gutter and half in front of you, everything's going to see them go away. Not much like the whole thing down to the pulpit. So that's why, that's not, that's gosh. But I have only one kasha. This is also gosh. I piv from the bottom to go from the top to the piv. Even Lawrence of Arabia didn't do that. You can't see anything. But that's it though. But those are shulchan as a kasha. The Ram Chaim knows. But the Mishnah Berurah is wrong. He thought they could stand and take the pile and go down to the mouth. It's ridiculous. No one said that. Nobody said the halacha. Either you go down to the bridge of the nose over the eye, or go to the fire and somebody flip up, including the mouth, and go on the sheet of the Rambam. But straight down over the mouth, no one said that way. You'll look shul tomorrow morning, you'll see most people follow the Mishnah Berurah to give the pun, blindly. You know, they're doing the pun. So that's the social shul. Do we have a social shul on that marriage? Ever see it? Should have. Bring it in tomorrow. I'll read it. You're at it. Yes. Tomorrow, bring it in. We'll read it for the social. Yeah.
This issue of how far it goes down in the face, I don't know if they do other slipping rings coming up from the bottom or just over the top.
That's the minute. Bring it over and just flip it just up this way.
That's
the other issue. Should we quote that part too? The right way to do it is to bring it down to the forehead somewhere and take the other side and flip it up over the mouth. But even if you should be able to see that glare, hush. Okay. The Naravosa. Is there a thief nowadays? Rambo says no. No. Why? Well, between the goyim and the goyim, I think we're crazy. What goyim? Where goyim? Nowadays amongst the goyim. First stays in his house, sleeps indoors. He doesn't need alcohol weed. What kind of goyim? No? The pellet. They have goyish to help, goyish to make. Oh. Mocker. So, I guess if you live in Lawrence, not Lawrence, if you live in Lawrence, then the Goyish are made, so then you can't have Atifa. So the male, yeah, but what if you, you live in Washington Heights, so you don't have Goyish are made, you live in the street, but they don't come into the Eden. So tell them why there's no Eden now, we don't understand. The Amit Grocha, famous Amit Grocha. Bring it in, he has also been mentioned. They live in Eretz Yisrael, but they grab, what kind of goyim? Why don't I eat them, as a matter of fact? No? Tavu ha-ma'ol. Okay. Russian, they shouldn't say what happened. The Hashvim. Gairish, the Hashvim. They don't do things that are going to arouse their curiosity. Hold on. Look what he said. Quote Yerushalmi. Asanoa eno chaya b'tfiya tanito. We got the tfiya tanito soon. Zolem un cheirishu. The chashe. We're Ben Anokri, and we are Ben Eino Avodah Meshvachet. Yeah. We're afraid of the Goyish as servants. There's a Lawrence in Europe, too. And Avodah Meshvachet lives now. So, they want to convey a impression that they're sorcerers. Fine. And it says, another reason by Tima Zerosh. Shiloh Haya Mevi Gimed Es Chok Inyan At Tima Zishreel. What does that mean? They didn't do it normally. They lived in Europe, not in Africa. The desert of Arabia. But it was not a normal thing for them. It was more so much, it was in Babel. Babel's Iraq, desert storm. So, they had to have a Tima. But in Europe, Germany, France, the second is to be a Lentonist. But not because of the Goyim. You might eat. What are you doing? The Shigat. What are you doing? And the second it just starts to get. Okay. Why? So the Kivagan says, look and talk to Tov Dalet. Shmuel Tameh. What's the Shmuel Tameh, eh? Shmuel? Sure, the Kivagan is wrong, exactly. In any event, the Shach and the Tad are the Kiddush. Go. See the Shach Aleph. No, I keep us, and maybe they called God over and, you know, I'll be the call, my mother's strong, so they ain't. I thought the call was in my heart. Two different stories. No, my mother's strong, so keep us. And the call was in my ear. Shock them and combine them. New Year is living about these of Tzah. The Hainu is living from a Kova, the Mas of the Tnei Oi Nai, close to Bach. And the Tzah is close to the Shver, the same thing. What does it mean? You wear a hat? Oh, I should have put my hat on. I need it for the demonstration purpose. But you have a, what we call a hat, a black hat, muscle. You wear the hat down over the yard. So, my children told me I have to wear a hat down. I have to wear a hat down. I have to go down. I love this. My goodness, the concept of Kupulin, the whole sugar off of my hat. Proper people with a hat. So apparently, they had a minig, this is Shach and Taz make reference to, they wear the hat a little bit lower down than usual. That was a kind of a mini atifa. Presumably, that way you're supposed to rock, who does not require to be Israeli. And going through a shmuel, if you're a bygone, because the lamb is close to the eye, you would be okay. Most people I've seen do not do this. You know, shit out, not people at all. But some love them, they wear their hat down a little bit extra. More of these, they wear a hat all the time. Some they wear a hat. As a matter of fact, the Eilik Bracha says you must wear a hat for the Yotz Kodesh Rav, for the Bali HaTaisis. If you're not people, so you'd be proud because the Eilik Bracha, when you're drawing the Shiva, they all have to wear a hat all the time. That's where I have the Nebati. Of course, there's no one to have in the story. Although it's called a baseball cap. No. Wear that down. He's bigger brim. Wear it down further. But most of them will a baseball cap. But I have. So we can argue, Rabbi Stai, that Atif is Shemelem is lapped out. Atif is Shemelem is just to be Nikar. Atif is Shem Atif. So it could be that in homes such as ours, when the person sits around the house doesn't wear a hat, puts that during the shiva, the doctor does wear a hat, that itself is considered to be atifa, which is the fight. When I was in Avelis, so because it is sin, I tried to wear a hat the whole time. Remember Rabbi Alfred, the brother of mine, when I went to him, over there, he's also wearing a hat the whole time. So that's the idea of atifa. Those who don't do it are not having something being saying bad about them. Yes, sir. Whether Atifa Sha'ena or Yisrael Yisrael is good enough. Going to Rav, we can argue that any Atifa is good, even a plain hat. But my second argument was that maybe even a Shmuel might be good. Shmuel was laughed out. No. Bizmano, but they always went with a plan at Tifa. But if Shemele was extra, my name they were in the house, he goes, oh, Tifa, that is the Amica. So they had to tell the extra people. I'm suggesting that that's the first. Yeah. Oh, look what's going on over here. So over there, most of the Menachem Kadi don't need any of these. Take a look, Rabbi Sai. Take a look in the Birkei Yoyim. No again, she'ein ha'ovel mitzapim batit mitzarosh kol ha'yom. Ela b'shor shebo v'nachma. What's going on? Hefer. Maskosu ha'posti, batit mitzarosh kol ha'yom. Ushibon and Menachem Megala Rosh. Do the Shagat, no? Against the Gemara. Not against the Shagat. No. So maybe you can talk to me a favor. A computer or something like that. For Rabbi Gadol, Moreno, Rabbi, Kayim, Kapusi, the Shuvim Saviyat, Herit, the Kayim, Aminik, Matthew, the Shapra, Abdi, Aminik, and Shul Tori. Who can get me the Shuvim Rav Kayim, Kapusi, Saviyat? Do anybody have a caveat or maybe some criticism then? This is the assignment, you know. Where's Aesop? Maybe you can, is that it? Who's that? Who are you?
They don't
have anything. Look it up, not to lose. Hand kapuki. The kids are, so I'm hard to say, there must be a reason for this. I'm not sure what the reason is. I gotta give a little bit of a reason. Which we'll discuss in the next Indian that that Pumpakar. They hold up even the Rosh is in Dak and Nicham Avel. Especially with Manazeth, in the old days when that demons was so Yishmael left, so you imagine there's the Avel, there's a Menachem there. They're wrapped around and all the visible wasn't so the for the Menachem you undo it. But today, for our people to hat, the ones that I was at a wedding last night, people wearing hats. And they're wearing hats for 5-6 hours and it's crazy. No need to take off a hat to put all of it. I mean, that's the reason. Again, I don't know for sure, I don't have Rabbi Kapusi's caveat. You get it from somebody or other. Go to the library and they have us look at my sign. This will be a real fun if I have time for Putin's children. But I'll start explaining to you in the town of Shin Pei Zion that there are cases where there is a din that a Niyug Avelis, which at first glance has nothing to do with Nicham Avelis, in reality has something to do with Nicham Avelis. And perhaps when we finish talking about that, it could shed some light on Atifa Tarosh as well. Indeed, what is our next topic? Simon Shin Pei Zion. Sia Tanita. But the Gemara has been my cousin on our test of him and Allah. Sia Tanita. Excuse me. Of his day. It goes over on the very last one. Of a chayv and Sia Tanita, as it says, the most yukti the stati bahen ubaba nosein apatia kufumi tosein alel. What does that mean? I gave you my form telam alokim anta ta'adam. Now that because of your sin, then I guess about a rishon or the person died, I flipped it over, the person died, you flip over your bed. You flip over the bed. There's person Chabala Chanal, we said before, Man has there's nothing to be the two reasons. Either because of the Yerushalmi, the Chashvin, our great service when it was sorcerers, or, as Tyson points out, quote, Mitos Shalonu Taki Kol Lishka Benachas Mitzadek Ma Mitzadek Ve'ein Ikeres HaKfiyah. You know this? Like Darvish. Like a reversible raincoat. You can't know the difference. You're not accomplishing it. If you, that's their bet.
put off it today. That was funny, you flip it over. But, okay, whatever. That's it. That is the Chozo, the name of the Chasam Sofer, that we fulfill Tfiyah Sabina today by covering the mirrors. Pashut. The most yukti nasati b'chem u'baro nasein ha'fafiyah. So that the Surat Adam shouldn't be visible in Shiv. We cover the mirror. Should be the most beautiful. According to some poskim, for this reason, should also cover pictures. The Gesher HaChaim, in fact, taught that. Cover pictures. Pictures of human beings. Remove the picture. You know, most of Beis Avos, they cover the mirror and they show everyone's picture. Look at this one. Here's the Nipster, here's the brother, here's the wife, here's the cousin, here's the mother. Going to the Gesher HaChaim, it's not the push. Come by a different shot in the mirror. But, okay, same idea. Create a meeting. You'll give a look, you'll see in the Kozo, based upon the Yerushalmi. Won't go into it. Two other reasons are given for the mirror covering. It causes simcha, or people davenish shouldn't look in the mirror. Not kamina. Provide your pot, if that's the reason, you don't have to cover the mirror when you daven. Not all the rules of that. Because the avod, you have to cover all the mirrors. And says in the Gemara, a tefillah kamina is not only the meat which the avod sleeps on, but all the meat. Take a look at the Rosh, that was among my cousins, and Simon Ironhead. What's the Gemara? Anat from Zion of an Alp. Lo mitoto, carefully. Duvad, not only the meat of the oven, and the call meets the sheesh of a top baker. Does the Ravid? Oh, that's limiting. The court that arrived, and maybe you can argue, you don't need all the mirrors. But even then, there's only the mitzvah, you need the oval himself, and we'll make you a different Gemara. Call me the mitzvah, all the mitzvah, limo. But yes, there's a little bit more in that house. The court that arrived, when I have to flip their beds open. But the Ramban says no. Even mitzvah shalat tanoim. Finish. It's in the base of Avar Abarta. In the base of Avar, all the meats have to be clear. Avar Zayin, base of Avar, all the mirrors have to be cut. The passion. What's the reason for your coming? Yes, please. Tfiyat Hamita is based upon Hafikah's Zmus Yukli. Right? Hashem says, I created Shalom Elohim and Yukli being. I had to undo it and never the person died. You have to flip over a bed. Well, the equivalent is cover the mirror. So you should see your own figure.
What? You're talking
about the bed. I'm covering that in a second. What's the matter? The most beautiful thing. Kodesh Baruch Hu made us tell another thing. Can you understand? Now that a person died, and his tell another thing was, you know, flipped, we have to do something which is also related to that. So he used to flip the bed. Now he don't flip that anymore for whatever reason. So we have a day for it by covering the mirrors so that therefore we cannot see our own television, our own figure, our own what we look like. I'm going to say something over here in the tour. Shin Pei Zion, to answer your question. The Ein Tam Akfiya Kadeshi Yitzai. Pretty explicit, no? Shin Nomar Im Yoshin Al Gavi Ha'ore. Shin Yoshin. Right? Yeah. Sorry, the floor is what's that? Now the timer, right, how about fear? that he sleep on the floor, lo yasa. From that, you flip the bed and then sit on the floor. Many yasa. And Rama says, up. Even that's not yasa. They sleep down on the flip bed. It's all when they flip the bed. Ad kandatur, shin teizan. So interesting. So interesting. Not finished yet. Not finished yet. Fine. There's some figures in the Gemara. Well, I can't go into all the figures now. Bottom line, everybody said. If you did the Gemara, you must flip your bed. You cannot flip as much as sleep on the flip bed. Or not. But the passage is, if you hold that you don't have to sleep on the flip bed, what are your options? What's your option, no? Oh, that's the question. The regular on the floor, which one is it? It's one, you have to sleep on the flip bed. Some folks say you need not, but to sleep on the floor, or we just sleep on a regular bed. What regular bed? There's no regular bed in your house, you all flip. You sleep in the guest bed. Now, once you sleep there, it comes your bed. So it's not shy for an office to sleep on a flip, on an other flip bed that can't exist. But question, how's this man out there? I don't know. It's not a bed. I don't know. It could be. This man out there, both sides. That we have no more flip beds. What is it? Does an office sleep on the floor? Or can it sleep on a regular bed? That's the question. That's a critical question. I'm just telling you, the Rambam is a different sheet of a Kfiyah Tavit of Yom Rishon. I'm skipping that because I don't get involved in it right now. Yeah. Darvish. Okay. What is a Darvish? Like string or something. Okay. We'll talk about it. Do that. Darvish. Is that what it says? Read it again. What is the Menayim Ched?
Yeah.
What does it say? Come here.
Okay.
When you show it, you find yourself. I don't just see it to perish. Now I'm both sides. Question. Come to the story. Right. And where they sleep? They're on the floor and on the regular bed. Or the doctors. Don't want to know. So we don't know yet. The parents.
It's all part of the truth, right? Part of the right now is the truth that we have
Rama is a different din. He is a Kfiyah B'Yom Rishon. Different din. I don't want to go to Rama. It's a hard, it's a lot to talk about Rama. Beautiful Torah. A bell as a piece. We're trying to stick to the, we have to know that. You'll forgive me. So follow from an Aleph as a person, you have to know that. With, right, it says, Eilu Zivarim, Parabonim. Eilu Zivarim, Sha'abal Otobah. Let's count up. Count your fingers. Malacha, Rechitza, Sikha, Tashmish, Sandal, and you can't learn Torah. 62 in front of them. Six, right? You the famous six? What's missing? Shiel HaShem. Shiel HaShem. What's missing? That's the thing we spoke about a while ago. It's not us all 7 days so much, but it's coolest, and it's, they should be Shalva Shlomo. It's not a regular name of it. And we had that with the Marah. 2-3 weeks ago. It came to Yontif, Shalom Shalom is different, it's a different kind of a din. There's even the Dharma Dabal, I told you, that's not here. Okay. But what's left to Kriya Tamisa? Where's that? Oh, that's Haishah. Hachal of Hashem, Dharma Shem, Ritzuv Aleyem. This is Kriya Tamisa, Mativa Sarosh. Lachashim, Ella, Mili, the Kosovan. feel the shell of some of that sound, because it's not called your male Edo. Right? Not, it's only still in the first day. We'll get to it later, we'll later. The shell of Shalom is after the third day, the third coolest. Right? What about Tichbo said? Part of Rechitza. Sure. Don't go through them one by one. Fine. Gemalik. The touch. Rabbi, the Gemara is kindness. Whatever an awful is after, it's after petitionable. Let's go through the list, okay? Well, Malacha maybe a little bit different, but all right. Rechitza, Sticha, Tashmish, Nilat, Estandal, Liquid, Petal. You have all five? Five for five. If you didn't see it, Tamid, on Tishabah. There's the rush. No. Machlok Tanoim. Have you done Muhammad? No. Why? Because the rush is a beautiful shot. Tarek Dalit Simon Lamazai at the beginning. That only Sure Ovel, whatever is also for an Ovel, applies to Tishabah. But Shvi'at Tamid is not an Easter. It's a Kiyum. That's the rush. Have you never kind of fierce and beaten the whole of Muhammad? In Kofakal, you got? And what did I mean in the Kaiba did it to Rosh? I'll finish a bit of an Oaga for Ovel. The Tanya committed to another for Ovel and Ovel to Shabbat. You didn't admit to those laws that say, how no other for Ovel Tanya. We call it Surim. The day should be Ovel, because the meter is a Rosh, low common. Don't know Kareem. We'll get to the children of a later here. But the Kofakim, the Rambam and the Itzim, also this government of Itzim, hello, after the Kriyat HaRosh. It's for the Kiyan. About the Yizayim. Yizayim, She'ei, Nehobu, Yoshin, Alam, Yisro. Yana, Vayokam, Adalakam, Vayikra, Sada, Vayishkavar, Yitke. Kriyat, Tadit, Toshim. The basis of all this is the assumption that the Easter is linked on a mitzvah, which is related to the bit of the mitzvah. Where is the source for the Rambam? That it's also canceled on the cluster on the floor. Fire about that, based on the first the Gemara, very carefully, because the Gemara is consistent. For some reason, the Gemara is left out of the strictest text of Shabbat Bible. It was a mistake. Every region quotes it. It's in the Ramban. You look it up in the Ramban and Shabbat Adam. It's called Pei Gimel. It's also in the Rosh. So, the tour says it's not this is careful. Shouldn't take on. When you're sleeping or eating, you turn to be the kuya. I will call you all, and the yoga shaved, I'm feeling I'll be the kuya. And I got a cat. Hey, what's going on? You can't turn to be the kuya, only on the ground. And I'm an apple yoshimi mo. I'm not a cop. Both are Gemara. It's not you, basic Gemara. Right? We deny in the awful shame of our shalat to the Agave Vita, Agave Harshanem, and the Fizz. We ate people up. We Nein, und wenn man nach dem Schäfer und Läschchen auch gar nicht wissen, das geht, bei Jesu und Kolor. Where are these two members?
Well, the Rambam has to say, Kutzei Gimel. And in our Gemara, the footnote, only the first in the sound. Is it so?
What's
that? Of course, the Ra, the Rin, the Rosh, the Maran,
all have.
Okay.
I'm not mistaken. The Gemara says,
that's what I should say.
Right, very bad.
The two are not pieces.
Can you look it up?
Can I make a call if I don't want to like that?
You know, they read things out for Christmas. Whatever.
Bye. You look carefully in that Ramban.
Very, very important.
You get an impression of this is an absolutely nothing to do with Kriya Tavim.
Nothing whatsoever.
Different.
That's when you sleep and eat. But the rest of the day, no. A different day. It's the two. It takes the quote from the Ramban, as we saw at the very beginning. Everything's coming from the Ramban. Quotes both members. So in footnote 78, it says, where's the daughter? They must have left it out by the prince left it out. Fine. So now, Rabbi said to Shimon Aruch, quotes the Ramban, also Chaya Bekriya Tavim, the Shikai Zayin, with the Shad, Shina, Rahila, Yosha, Rabin, the Kapuya, Abba Kol, Ayom, and Yosha, Rahila, Rabin, the Kapuya, Rabin, the Kaka, but can not win any Rashon, Leishim, Ela, Rabin, the Kaka. What's the famous? Name of the Rambad, the Torah. Not the project. But now, the Kuroch was a very important Torah. Called Zayin and Manal. That is the Gemara, on Friday afternoon, you put the meat of sack in our Minchol of Naila. What does that mean in our Minchol of Naila? Two Minchol of Katan. Okay? Halacha Lamaik. And to uncover the mirror is the Minchol of Katan. Friday afternoon. It's, what's it? 2.5 hours before Sunday. Good? Something. And the goal of the possibly old Minchol of Katan. This is a very careful quotation. The Mikan Samku Shalalesha Ragame Kise de Sapta. Source for the din, and people don't sit on a regular bed or a regular bench. First, it's called Zion and Alice, Zebra Maskel Min. And also when it's Hadidus, they're Shabbat from Aminchol and Ayla. Omer Adar Arhuna, listen carefully. Afal Tikein, Eino Yoshe Balea Arche Tepsha. You flip it over, and you don't sit on it for 2.5 hours. What do you do? Then, you're on the floor. I don't know what you do. Here you get the impression to Tosis that Ovo can only sit on the floor, can't sit on a regular chair or regular bench. Afal Pisha Ain Raya Gemura, the Shadi beat the hole in the Torah Kfiya. Lomatino Kfiya Bekisa Vitapsa. The Tosis suggests now about that Kiddush Nifla Menorah. There's no way to sit on a chair. The whole people around the body got an impression that's very different. One, Kriya Tavita, and two, we got to sit on the floor. Can't sit anywhere else. The Tosafot says, no. We didn't Kriya Tavita. It's a Tavita. So he's Kfuya, so he can't sit on it, it's not Kfuya. That's it. It's as far as it goes. There's no other thing. There's no other thing. knows it. There's nothing wrong with an oval supposed to suggest but sitting on a plain chair or a plain bench. And I can move. Maybe it's Muslim. Count that the whole incident sits on a mitzvah regila is based on the chiyuv of tefillah. No chiyuv tefillah, no incident. The dadka is mad as there are both sides, and there's no need of tefillah whatsoever. No incident, get to where you please. I don't know, but for a shigamara about the fakir. What is the gemara chavker? I don't appear now gemara. But come on, that's just a typo, as the gross says. The rach has it. The rach on the side of the gemara has it. Yeah, I'm sorry, it's not our gemara. Yeah, the answer is about it. In my opinion, the whole din that they require to sit on the floor is only a din of Nichum Avelin. The Shas Nichum Avelin, there's two din. That the Avelin is to sit on the floor, and that the Menachem to sit on the floor. Special din which applies only to Shas Nichum Avelin. Hold on, hold on, be patient. And if you think I'm a Mechadish Nifla, I'm making my own story out of nowhere. Look at the Hilchos Smachot of the Marami Rutsburg. Once again, I forgot to bring it. One day I'll bring it to see everything there. In Simon and Dallas, quote, V'nire da'ayri da'afr shamanachim in Etzla. V'nizid v'yeshu ito la'orat. There's no dinner thing on the floor. The din of Nichum Avelim, and the Ovel and the Menachem have to go sit on the floor. But when there are no Menachemim, the Ovel can sit on a regular chair. That's what the Tosafot suggests. The Purush Tosafot comes out of an Ovel. The Purush. The Purush. Ein Arai Gemura. No Kfiyah, you can sit on a regular chair. What's the floor on Tisha B'Av? What's the Dindi? What's the Rosh Hashanah? What's the Klavach? What's the Klav? Surim and Amin. If it's sitting in a regular chair, what should it then be? What's the Tisha B'Av? It's a litmus test. If there's no Yisrael sitting in a chair, remove the Tisha B'Av. So what kind of it is? Who knows? Who knows? Is it us to sit in the chair of Tisha B'Av? Yes or no? Oh, what's Chatzot? We know any Iker Adin of Tisha B'Av is no difference between before and after Chatzot. Right? What are the Ikerim? You know, Tisadil, Tashish Amita, what? Achila, Shtir, Rechit, and Ticha, they apply the whole day long. What's Chatzot by Tisha B'Av? So the my God, Maimony, in Hilchos Tanis, quotes the Maram, they don't sit on the tafsel until Tfilas Mincha. Because in Ovel, called Shiva Yomim, Ein Lelei Shiva Lagabe Karas. What happened after the Chatzot? All these three Ovel apply after Chatzot too, I told you. The Rabbi say at the end, the Mogan Abraham writes, that the Iker Adin, there's no way to sit on the no required to sit on the floor. You can sit on the stock. Although you have to sit on the floor, Mama, you got to sit on the later. Aye, that goes to mind and he says, you got to sit on the floor until Chatzot. What happens? They look the source for the Agos Maimonides as usual, then the Marami Rutenberg, again. Let me give you what he said. We know from before the Marami said that the only time the Ovel has to sit on the floor is when
month when Shemin Atman went away. Gevalt. Tisha B'Av in the morning, Rabbi Zai, we're in shul. Everyone, as you said before, is in Avelus. So... like Nicham Avelus. After Mincha, we stop saying Kinnis. The mayor, like I sit in the regular chair. Might not come in here about that. Big not come here. When you go to a shul, they finish out at 9 o'clock in the morning. And on my shul, they have 2 minyanim for Bishop. What? Really? One starts at 6 o'clock in the morning. Finishes at 8, you have to go to work, whatever, never. So when you get to work, you sit on the floor. Right there on the bed at the desk. Second minyan starts at 8:30, goes to 1. Oh. And then they sit on the board to 1 for Chatzos. Some shoes go past Chatzos. Crazy shoes. Shoes, they want to call them camps, whatever. So they go, so as long as they're Menachem, they're not in the Chatzos, Pashto. As long as St. Kinas, not in Afkinina. They should have by night. No one knows all night to show. But I know about it. They take Kinas for an hour, and then they go back to their room. Back to the house? We could sit on the floor? I don't think so. You're all right. Although the original custom is in the floor to Chatzos, now that they've finished out in the floor of Chatzos, you sit on the regular bench. That explains it. You should have night also when you're not in shul. Sit on the regular bench. Let's see on the other side. No, we have a problem. The Ramban seems to hold that you need to sit in a regular chair. So what about Tisha B'Av? Hakam Yosef says he's sitting in the chair, the old Tisha B'Av. Or the answer is, Rav Hoysai, that even the Kohen Ramban, there's no kisser to sit in the chair. There's a chiyah to sit on the floor to demonstrate our family. The mitzvah, not an issue. What's the difference between the Ramban, and the Maharam? The Kohen Ramban, the mitzvah applies all the time. The Kohen to the Maharam, the mitzvah only applies when? Interestingly, the Ramban, same Ramban says that Bishatachila Mishena, you can sit on a Sapso. Put it up in the Yerushalmi. It's not required to eat and sleep on the Mishna Kabu against the Ramban. But now, nowadays, no mitzvah kavuyah at all. What's the difference? We have no mitzvah kavuyah. Sleep on the floor. Sit on the floor. All day. Doylem gamata yeshu avela kol shiva al gabi karka shem ochlim. Step shop. Just look in the shop. On the floor. So you get the impression of our time that you should have to get the thought of the assumption you have to always be on the floor. They gave you a break, you're going to meet the kapuyu. Now don't meet the kapuyu, go back to the floor. That's the mashal done up. Everybody with me so far? It's a pella also. Why? What did Ramban say? He was man of Gemara, but he had a Nisa Kapuya. He was permitted to sleep on a bench. On the floor, Ramban. A bench which need not be Kapuya. You can sleep on a regular bench even then. No, they can sleep on the floor. Still a fiber. With man out there. That we no longer have Mita Kavuya. You can sleep on a regular bed. The Pitzkei Tshuva quotes in Shinpei Zion to Kutnei. When the Mechaber says to Bey, Asher lo nagu b'tzias hamita. So the Shach and the Taz says, you can't sleep or sit on the Sabto, only on the Karka. The Pitzkei Tshuva quotes the Pana Meiris, says no. Now this we can maybe get. You have a Pana Meiris? You have a easy round of the fire line? Ah.
right now. See, I have all the truth. Okay, so why not go? One in the ears, Kelly based in the should be the calling of that. I don't know what he said, but I can say why should be calling of that. Because there's no push pin. The Mashal made it out of nowhere. Because the Ramban is the source of all this, seems to say that you're allowed to sleep on a bench. When there's no chiyuv kfiya, you're allowed to sleep on it. So the man has that, you can always sleep on it. Aye, there's an opener, Maram against the Prisha. Prisha, the Prisha Maram. Umasha Kosta, listen to this one. I don't believe it. It's pointing the Prisha out. Masha Kosta means the Maram. Of course, they are good, but it's really from the Maram. Listen carefully. The Omel and the Torah, Leisha, Makamekak, Elik, Shamanach, the Metzlo, Nu, Mepurish. Listen to this one now. This is a real great shot. Abak Shain Abanach Metzo Yoko Lavo Olela Bechedro Haina Behaina Abel Oko Bonim Oso Leisha Begabe Tapso. But the Rambam says so. But that, they don't really say that, Rabbi Yisai. What does the Torah say to the Rambam? The Torah says, Hani Hili Kishat Shein Ovish Hatachilo. Oh, Yosha Begabe Bitek Fuyu. Abu Kolayon, Eino Yosef, Afilo Abit the Kfuy El Gabe Kaka. Chena Menachem Yosef Vimima. We want to learn Shad. Then the Nichum. The Nichum has to be on the floor, both the Misnachem and the Minachem. Now they can sleep on the Tatsa. Very severe child of the preacher. But the Maram said it's limited to a time of the Menachem over there. He said, otherwise you can stand and walk around. Now you can sit in a chair, a regular bench. He can cut them in a safe. I don't believe it. Tisha B'Av. What about Tisha B'Av? But if no Menachem, you can sit in a regular chair, Tisha B'Av. It seems to me that according to the Maram, even the Dina de Gemara, Shat Achila can sit on a chair. And Shalom and Shat Achila, no Menachem also. And now there's no fear to meet our father. And the Ramban, I don't think, would argue. Now the Shat is in trouble. What the Shat, nowadays, you have to sleep on the floor and sit on the floor. Can't, nothing but. How come we don't do it nowadays? Because the Shat. Also, the Lish of Agabi Sasklo, Korah of Sos, Gimal Agabi Karka. In the goal of the Zoki and Shiesh, and Tsar, Bishiva Agabi Karka, Torah of the Hosn, Kar, Koton, Bikasa. He said, cool, let him walk around, stand up. Appreciate it. Masha. Look at the put these pillows. So the Shach sounds like he's only taking the Mokom Koli. He's not going to hold it, but everyone else is asleep on the floor much. That's what the Shach is. But the Kiveger says that the Paris of Moshe has Mutter. Sounds like it's Mutter, it's a cloud. Why? That's kind of a Mita Kfuyu. A pillow on the floor is similar to a Mita Kfuyu. And the Aruch HaShulchan said, according to the Kiveger, now you have cold and docking. Everybody can sit on a pillow on the floor. But it's not right. The Al Khashoggi is not necessarily correct. Al Khashoggi assumes that this cooler applies all the time. But I would say no. These postmodernists work with the assumption that the pillow is like a Vita Kfuya. They give you a cooler to sit in the Vita Kfuya, you sit, eat, or to sleep. But the rest of the time is going to the Mashal. If you sit on the floor, take a walk. That's it. So therefore, if the pillow is the equivalent of a Mita Kfuya, I would say, according to the Shach and the Kivega, all they're laying on the floor against their Rav HaShulchan. Hilchot wants to prove that Allah Oret is lavd up against the Shabbat. Why is it a fair story? No. Quote, they quote the Pasuk in Eo, by Yesh, we tell the Oret, Al Oret ain't this kind. Al Oret, Dabba Shu Sama Flora. By Yesh, we tell the Oret. Who is Yerushalmi? I don't know about that. The Yerushalmi is derived from this Pasuk, the Din of Tzviya Samita. Denial of Kriya Tanit, and it was his puzzle. So, I don't know, but right from the Yerushalmi before, could be talking about a few of the shame, but he said it could be the Kriya, some of Lord, but the rest of the day, he has to have the flow proper. I'm not master there of a simple drive. And the problem goes back, how come the meaning today is that even someone who's not old and not sick doesn't sit in the floor? Oh, we don't pass it, we don't hold out the Marashal. If there's no Menachemim there, we can say we hold like the Marami Rutsberg. No Menachemim, we sit on a regular chair. On a bigger kash. And then I need some availance. The Urus were foolish in the Gemara. But during the Nicham Availance, everybody, Menachem and Mishnachem alike, have to be on the floor. My people left it out, doesn't matter, the riff, the rock, the rush, and the Shabbat quoted with the Belishim Chol. How come you go to Beit Shavuot, no one's on the floor? Not the Menachem, and not the Mitzvah. Oh, Zok the Shabbat. Zok the Shabbat. Ask me, Yoshua Gavi Tatsa, the Mistama Mokalu. The Chilah. I want to say a different shot. Mechila. Mechila. You want to know about the American. You must have never heard of this Gemara. Even if I know they went up behind me, it's not the Gemara. Correct. You're right. Turn around. That's my trust on the love of the day. Ein Marvin Mishnah, Ein Marvin Ella Mitzvah Zukufas of Chalamayim. But otherwise, Mitzvah Zukufas. Tana Rabbana. Aholah Zubay Tavil. Im Hoyal Libo Gatso Yavru Al Mitzvah Zukufas. Im Lash Yavru Al Mitzvah Zukufas. Of the Menachem to the Ovel is critical in terms of how the Nicham Avelim is performed. Critical. If the Menachem is not so close, then the Mitzvah is Kufa. You're such a close friend of mine. And when I'm in Avelim sitting on the floor, close to the floor, if you're really close, as a close friend, the proper way to do it is to sit in the Mitzvah Kfuya, just as the Oval, just the Shatzuda Tavro, right? Only up on the floor. Now, as soon as Tavro is in the Oval, doesn't just be done to sit on the floor, but Suda Tavro is in the Mitzvah Kfuya. So the Menachem who brings the Suda Tavro should all sit with them together on the Mitzvah Kfuya. If it's Libo Gaspo. Not Libo Gaspo, not so close, so the Menachem is in a regular chair, and the Oval on the Mitzvah Kfuya. The Kfuya Shigemara Chavod Amadeh. Fine. Then the book of Yosef explains. If they don't feel a very special closeness, pastish, she's sitting on the Mitzvah Kfuya. Not the Mechila at the Oval. It wasn't Mechila at all. It's unnatural. It's an unnatural thing. Some people, you know, either it's simple or whatever, they behave unnatural, inappropriately. It's inappropriate. This guy's not sort of a kuru. Should be thing on the Mitzvah Kfuya. That's a very good friend. He feels the pain. You know, great. So both, I think to me, the same thing would apply, as Father Mar says later on Chav Ches, that the Nachem is sitting on the floor.
only time it is required in the Nacham to sit on the floor is at the very close. And the Eo, best friend, no? Vayesu Italaris, cronies are. They were very close friends. So you've never had a loss, they sat Vayesu Italaris. I sound a friend on outside. Seems to me that nowadays, perhaps, the reason why no one's in the floor is Nicham Avelu. Because once again, the world which we live is not so much a clear world. Yes. You're a close friend, you're not a close friend. You sit on the floor, or you get up on the chair, it could cause katata. Who are you? You shouldn't be sitting on the floor. You're not my close friend. You are. I can't sit on the floor. Yeah. Some of you feel in the old days, things were just more clear. With mana there, katata, they made a takana blow flu. All the menachemim are treated as, quote, ein libo gatzo. Raised from Chavav HaMebeis. And therefore, yes, Menachem always sit on the chair. I never saw Menachem sit on the floor. I never saw it. That's the case of both sides. I'm right. I can go back to the reason why nowadays the Mitznachem doesn't sit on the floor either. Why? I end up calling the day that once the Mavreh is sitting on a Mita Tegufa, even the other can sit on a Mita Tegufa. That's the passage of the Gemara, Chavav and Mevei. Explained in the Book of Yosef. Not Derech Eretz for the... You were going on two steps. It's not Derech Eretz for someone who's not Libo Gatsu, who's not a close friend, to sit on the Mita Kufa. So once this Menachem is sitting on the Mita Kufa, not Derech Eretz for the other to be on the Mita Kufa when the Menachem is on the Mita Kufa. It's also not Derech Eretz. So what's the din? They both sit on Mita Kufa. Okay. If that's the case of both sides, it comes out that the man is there when the takon, that the minachem on the floor no longer exists, either the mechila or either because of the kind of chashash katat of a low flow, the male, the minachem shouldn't be sitting on the floor either. So lack of derech eretz, I have the floor and you're on the chair, and has no problem. So it comes out very interesting. The reason why our veils may never sit on the floor is because of the Manashah. Shalom b'shas nichum, they were on the Marat, they have to sit on the floor. And b'shas nichum, when the Menachem and Mitznachem should both be sitting on the floor, but it's called the stages. One, the Menachem does either because of Mechila or more likely because of a Shash Shkata. And once the Menachem does it, the Mitznachem doesn't either. It can be defined away by Mitznachem. Who are you? Chavav and Mevei. Am I a nihilist? Am I saying that an Ovo should sit the whole time on a regular chair? That's what emerges so far, no? Chayr? No. I'll tell you what. I'm called Zion of an Aleph. That a Melech should sit on a Darvish during our veil. Which is normally not meant for Yeshiva. It's meant for other things. Where does that come from? Not Yeshiva Gavikar. The difference is that an Ovel should, how the Rav explained, an Ovel should not sit in a normal fashion. Forget about Tfiyat Tanit. Forget about Yeshiva Gavikar. Perhaps there's those two don't apply, we explain. Tfiyat Tanit, the Shivanar, not Dr. Manazan. And Yeshiva Lars, for the reason we just explained. Abba can the third thing, that an Ovel should not sit normal. That's even the melon. Sound of the darkness. That's the case. It's enough for a person to do what we call a shinu. Sit in an abnormal way. And therefore, sit is not on the floor, mamish. Sit a shinu. This is not considered a chasaron and derech eretz. So the menachem can sit on a regular chair, and the other can sit a little bit lower.
So what's the other house is it? So they have these, they have these low benches, you know, they have these sort of benches, or they have these, you know, little cardboard boxes. So I don't think that could be on the floor. I don't think so. Not on the floor, you're on it's pretty high up. And it's different. You would never sit in that all your own. So the leg a little bit. I see people that start measuring with one step of a pre-trop. They start measuring. Where the rough step, one step of a pre-trop. It's different. But they have something like a couch. There's a pillow on the couch. Right? Close to the rough. You remove the pillow. Good enough. I have one pre-trop on the floor. It's irrelevant. So the pre-trop of one step of it's different than a sheet. Yeah. It's not a kilo. Or Shana. He wants to sleep and eat in a regular way. I think it's okay. Passion. And the Shiva Al-Ahar. Now it's part of the first part of the Shir. The holder is sitting on the floor. He says, this is in the dark that Nicham Avel. So the Rav Chaim Sufi, Kapusi, who said that Atifas Arosh is done with Dafka only, Mishad Nichum, the flip side, the opposite of the second prophet. I'm guessing, well, I'm on the Tzaviyat, all the base along these lines of reasons, but then in Nichum Aleim. We'll have to stop now. Mit Hashem, tomorrow, we have to get a move a little. Simon Shin Pei Ches, which is Tefillin, that should not take us too long. Shin Pei Ches, which is kibbutz. I'd like to do Shin Sadi also. I'd like to. I don't know. I think I have any guarantee. If I could do that all tomorrow, then maybe the next day we can talk about the dinner of Simcha. It's a very important dinner of Hasanah, the Simcha. That's the schedule. If we can get that far, then the next week we can try to finish the whole Evening Kalina. Okay, thank you for coming.